The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
John's disciples came to Jesus and said, "Why is it that we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not?" Jesus replied, "Surely the bridegroom's attendants would never think of mourning as long as the bridegroom is still with them. But the time will come for the bridegroom to be taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunken cloth onto an old cloak, because the patch pulls away from the cloak and the tear gets worse. Nor do people put new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins burst, the wine runs out, and the skins are lost. No, they put new wine into fresh skins, and both are preserved." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel, we have an encounter with John's disciples, John the Baptist's disciples, with Jesus, who are surprised that Jesus' disciples do not fast like they do, because that is what would have been expected of a holy rabbi among his followers, his disciples. But Jesus points out to them, well, he is basically inaugurating the kingdom of his Father. It is a time of joy. It is a time of joy, of great moment. And Jesus pointing out, well, actually then, it's just not appropriate to fast at that particular time in his ministry. It will be after, when Jesus is no longer physically present, will be the time to fast when appropriate. As it is with our practice, particularly during, for example, the time of Lent. And also fasting and abstinence on a Friday. So what can we draw from this gospel passage today? Well, I would suggest that we look at the circumstances of our own particular lives and discern what is appropriate for us to do, for us to follow the Lord more closely, more lovingly. And all our circumstances will be different. And so we need to look at that. We need to reflect on how we live our lives daily. And in prayer, just see how the Lord may be drawing us closer to him and what he may be appealing in the silence of our hearts, what he may be appealing us to do for him, so that we may follow him more closely, more faithfully, and more lovingly. So let us pray for that grace of discernment, to discern how the Lord is calling us in the circumstances of our own particular lives.